can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. This is Wright Brennan on the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing. And today I'm here with a special guest, Miss Lindsay Cannon with Reify Copywriting. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Wright. I'm excited.
I'm excited that you're here. We get to talk shop. You guys did an amazing job rebranding my roofing company. So I want to let everybody know where to go if you want to rebrand. It's definitely Lindsay. And your ability to help me down that path. But all right, so before we talk marketing and where you are today, let's talk a little early days. Are you from the Lexington area?
Or? I did not grow up in Lexington. I am from South Carolina, though. I grew up in Spartanburg, so not too far off.
Yeah, I'm a little bit familiar with the Sparkle City. I went to Wofford and made my way back down 26. But that is a great little city. Lots going on. What's the place with the onion rings and the
Beacon? Oh yeah, the Beacon. Yes.
Beacon. Very cool. Okay, so did you go to school here? Or?
No, I went to Newberry College. I did take some classes at Carolina, but my first job out of college was here.
Yeah.
And so then I just never left.
And you didn't originally start out in the marketing space, did you?
No, I was an English teacher. So yeah. I spent quite a bit of time in the education realm. And really, I don't know. It's like I can't always have one foot over there, it seems like. But to me, it's very surprising how much of a correlation there is in the work that I do now and what I've always done.
Communication, mm-hmm. would that be at the top of that list? Or?
Yes, absolutely. Communication, but also the people aspect of it.
Oh.
Mm. So yeah. A lot of the things that I learned in my classroom apply to marketing. In fact, I mean, as an English teacher, I'm tricking middle schoolers into enjoying reading and writing.
Yeah.
And not tricking, inviting them, compelling them.
Selling them.
Yes, selling them on the idea that reading is fun and that the story is fun and having power over your own words and your communication.
Yeah.
And that is very similar to what I help my clients do as they're trying to reach their ideal client, but then also, you know, the power of language and how words can get us where we want to go.
So what brought you to the point where you're like, I'm ready to actually step out and do something different?
Yes. Well, that was kind of an interesting story. So I was at a small group for my Bible study.
Cool.
And we were doing spiritual gifts test.
Yeah.
And I am terrible at filling out those kinds of things. I don't know why, because I think that I fill them out as if I was the person that I wish that I was and not like who I am. And so I feel like I'm no good at filling them out and I like stress over the questions. So I filled it out and one of the things that it said was administrative task or those kinds of things. And so then I immediately made my husband take it too, because I was like, I will need you to take this for me because I don't think that that's a spiritual gift of mine. And he got the same thing. He was like, no, really it is. And so I immediately started praying, Lord, if this is a gift of mine, why am I not using it anywhere?
Yeah.
And it was not very long after that I was reading my email one night, and at the church that we were attending at the time, the children's ministry director was retiring.
Yeah.
And I just immediately was like, I can do that job. And I don't know. I say I felt a sense of urgency. That's kind of what I attribute the Lord's prompting in my life. And I feel a sense of urgency that's outside of myself.
Wow.
And so I was like, I should do this. I'm going to do this. And I was already applying for other teaching jobs. So I had a resume, I just changed the, like, you know, the top part or whatever and the cover letter, and I sent it in. And so that is what ended up prompting me ending up here. And so I went to work at the church for a while, opened up a whole new realm of the things that I was good at that didn't have anything to do with teaching.
Yeah.
And then from there, I ended up at a nonprofit. And then at the nonprofit, I ended up having to deal with way too many spreadsheets. And I knew I needed to do something creative. And that's when I found out that Mandy, my neighbor and co-owner of Reify Copywriting, was starting a business. And I was like, hey, I want in. I need something creative so I don't drive my boss crazy, because he wants me to take care of these spreadsheets and I need to do something fun. And so then I just started.
All right. That is pretty cool. It started from a spiritual place.
Yeah.
It is destined for that is really cool. So. I mean, when you were But I mean, like when you decided to work with your neighbor, you know, Mandy does an amazing job. Was that another kind of big decision, or you'd already kind of been making these jumps in the past from different areas? Was it like some people, it's like a huge mountain they feel like they got to climb or something like that?
No, I was doing copywriting work at the nonprofit. I didn't know that I was doing copywriting work, because when you're at a nonprofit, you wear whatever hat needs to be worn.
Yeah.
And so she was telling me about it, and I was like, oh, I need you to tell me more about that, because I think I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And then when she told me what it was, I was like, oh, I'm definitely doing that. I need you to show me how to do that better. And so I ended up taking the same course that she was taking, and she said, I'm not really good at starting things, but I've been wanting to start this business. And I was like, hey, I'm kind of good at starting stuff. Do you want my help? Let's do it together. And so it was maybe a little impulsive, because I did come home from our neighborhood pool to tell my husband I was starting a business. But
he's like, yeah, go ahead. Sounds great.
Well, he was like, oh, okay. but then he was like, oh, this is really happening. Cool. That was probably 4 or 5 months later. He was like, oh, so you're really doing this.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Cool. Okay. So copywriting specifically, kind of give me the definition of like, where does that fall into the marketing, you know, to somebody who's, you know, trying to figure out.
Right. So copywriting is any words that try to compel someone to take a specific action. Mm. So you could see copywriting on a website. You could see it in ad copy. You could see it in email marketing. And because copywriters learn specific tricks and trade secrets or whatever to help people actually take the action that you want them to take, it's actually a very transferable skill, because within a business, you want your staff to take action too.
Oh, yeah.
And then just the way you communicate to people to help them to be on the same page that you want them to be on. And so I use it in my parenting. I use it in my marriage. Like, it's being able to communicate well is very helpful in lots of areas.
This sounds like a very powerful skill set. So, okay. Yeah, I can definitely see how that transfers everywhere. Awesome. All right. So beginning stages of you guys getting together, what were y'all's like out the gate services, or, you know,
well, we, you know, started being copywriters. We're like, we're going to do copywriting for you.
Yeah.
And we realized pretty quickly that people are like, that's great, but I need a website. And so Mandy, of course, had figured out how to do our website, and she really enjoys doing it. And so and she's really good at it. She puts a lot of intentionality into that. And so we were like, okay, well, we'll do websites too. So that's kind of how it started. And we – so, you know, that I told you we launched at a pool. Within the week, we had a client. And so we were like, and they wanted us to finish their website. They had been working on for 2 years. And so we started doing that. So that started there. And now it's morphed more into brand communication as a whole.
Yeah.
And really just any way that you can communicate ideas. Lately, I have noticed that I think there's some untapped potential within businesses where if you were to apply the same intentionality that you do to your outward messaging and your marketing to your internal messaging with your team, then there's just a lot of magic that can happen there. And
right.
So the same way that you tell a story and you let your ideal client be the hero of that story, if you flip that inwardly, then you let your staff be the hero of the story. And both times, you as the business owner or the top tier leadership, you guys play the role of the guide.
Yeah.
And you can help either your staff achieve the goal that they have or, you know, of course, your client as well.
Yeah. Working on the operation side and on the sales marketing side. Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay. So when you guys first got started, you landed a business right out the gates. How far to number two? did it just like snowball or?
No, I wish. Yeah. Gosh, it's funny that you're asking that now. Whoever our second client is, I'm so very sorry. I'm having a hard time remembering her.
Well, it must have happened at some point.
Yes, we did have a second client. I know. Yeah. No, it wasn't too far down the road.
There wasn't a sweat period where you're like, man, I hope that we've, you know.
Oh, I mean, I think we all have those periods at some point in time where, and I think, you know, especially in the industry where we're working, where you spend a lot of time on a project. It's really hard. I mean, it's easy to be looking out and get your next client and then immediately just head down, pour into their project.
Yeah.
And so learning to balance, I'm going to work on their project because I care a lot about it and I want it to be wonderful, but I also need to keep looking up and out for the next client as well.
Absolutely. All right. So you've got a new team who is interested working with you. How do you figure out what the right message is going to be? I mean, how do you dive in and understand what direction to point them and how to kind of?
Yeah. So we do that with our elevation session, which I think a lot of our elevation session, I think it's a really good experience for our clients. And so it's a deep dive 2-hour interview where we come with the preset questions, but then I tell everybody always the magic happens in that follow-up question. And so depending on where they take us, that's where the interview goes. And we just get as much information as we can. It's kind of like data mining for their business. And I always say that business owners and leaders, they know way more than they think they do about how to communicate their vision and their business. I just have to pull it out of them with questions. And so they end up saying these amazing, wonderful things. And then later they're like, oh, you had the exact perfect words. I'm like, well, they were actually your words, but I just helped you find them. So
You didn't know that that was the gold. Mm-hmm. I wonder, where do people kind of get lost in the mix of, you know, is there like a certain direction that people kind of naturally lean towards that's like not helpful and you got to kind of push them back towards, look, the message is actually this.
Well, a lot of times people want to talk a lot about themselves and why they're so good. And
we're number one. We're the experts. Blah, blah, blah.
I've got this credential. I've got, you know, this training and
the brag points.
Yes. Yeah. And they love to talk about mistakes that other people in their industry make that they don't make.
Yeah.
And I think there's a place for that, but that, that can't be the initial – that's not going to grab someone's attention because they don't readily see it as the solution to their problem.
Okay.
And so they end up thinking, wow, that's really great, right? That's awesome for you that you're so good at roofing, you know? And
–
but they don't realize, oh, wait, this is something I need. So I help them kind of shift and get over on the other side of that.
You help them find like kind of a hook before you can explain why, you know. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very cool. And I know you also do some seminars with another business. And is that, you know, something you guys are continuing to do with HR? And
yes, we do. We don't have another one on the calendar yet. But yeah, workshops just in general, I would like to do more of those. But the Scaling Smart workshop, we did that with Catherine Boys with Stellar Consulting. And she's an HR consultant. And we've gotten such great feedback from that. In fact, one person told me, if you do the workshop again, let me know. I want to come again. I'm like, you'd come to the same workshop a second time? So I was a little surprised by that. But they said that it was very similar to our elevation session in that we give you ideas to think about and then time to get that information. Now, it's more independent because there's a room full of people. And so you're coming up with your own ideas. I'm not pulling them out of you quite to the same degree. But it's like a mini version of that.
Okay. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I certainly enjoyed all the thought provoking stuff and, you know, kind of how you like reframe, you know, some of the ideas that a lot of business owners have. Just kind of like you said, like you need a hook before you go and you sell them on whatever you're doing. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I pulled a lot from that. Very cool.
I'm glad to hear that.
So, right now, what type of business owner are you looking for?
Somebody who considers themselves to be a visionary.
Okay.
Someone who's starting something new. Now, that could be a new, like completely new industry.
Yeah.
I have worked with folks, you know, they're stopping doing this and going to do something completely different. But it could be that they're in the same industry, but they've started something on the side and they want to try out a new approach or a new product with that. So someone who's trying something new and needs some help with ideas. Or someone who has their idea, they've been running for a while and they're starting to get a little frustrated with their team and they're like, my team's just not carrying the mission with me. And they may even think things like, I need a new team. I need different people on this team. Because I would say, let's see if we can communicate to the team you already have a little differently and see if we can get them performing the way that you would want your team to perform. And then, of course, if anybody is wondering if their website is communicating the way they want it to. So I feel like these are crossroads, communication crossroads is what I've been saying. And so
now that's a great buzzword.
Yes. Thank you.
Love it. Fantastic. Okay. What challenges that you didn't foresee?
Myself. Yeah. I mean, and I hear it all the time. One of our questions at Elevation Session is, what's your biggest hurdle, or what's going to get in the way of success of these goals that you've shared with us? And 9 out of 10 times the person says, me, I'm going to get in the way. I'm going to mess it up. So I just, like, my own limiting beliefs. I'm a pretty optimistic person. I enjoy working. I enjoy pursuing things.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised at some of the limiting beliefs that I have.
They come out, don't they?
Yeah. And so, I always joke that if you didn't know you needed to go to therapy, or you didn't want to pay for therapy, just start a business, and then, like, you kind of have to do it anyway. So, there's just a lot of things that you kind of have to work through. So that's been surprising to me.
Yeah. What's been a helpful tidbit that you've implemented along the way? Like, would there be anything like, man, I'm glad that we implemented, you know, networking, or that you started, you know, on some specific marketing thing, or, you know, anything like that that's been
It has been surprising to me, some of the, like, core philosophical opinions I had about education that have made it into what I'm doing now. So an example of that would be, and my advice to somebody would be, to make it your own. Whatever you're doing, don't try to wear somebody else's shoes, because they're not going to fit right, and then you're going to walk funny, and people are going to pick up on that.
Right.
And so, and that's something I learned very early in my classroom when they were trying to help me and sent me to a veteran teacher and were like, teach like her. Well, I wasn't her, and it didn't go well. And I remember thinking, no, I've got to figure out a way to do this in a way that's comfortable for me, so that I can connect with my students. And I think that translates to everything in life. You gotta be yourself.
And I guess at that point, you figured out a way to kind of, like, you know, be yourself and, you know, authentic. You know, you're kind of authentic in your role. And it made an impact. And so the kids started to learn, or whatever. They got A's as opposed to C pluses, or what happened?
They started listening to me. I started having control over my classroom. I think it's the authority. I think when you're authentic, people recognize your authority.
Yeah.
So if you're being authentic, but you don't have the expertise, I don't think authenticity is going to overcome a lack of expertise.
Yeah.
However, I think that if you do have expertise and you're not being authentic, then your expertise may not be recognized.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
I mean, you have a definitely a skill set in leadership, you know, that's, you know, probably natural. And in the classroom, those are probably like little mini leadership labs where you get 100%. You get 20 new people every so often, and you got to, you know, and kids are probably some of the toughest people to lead. I mean, as far as getting them to, you know, do X, Y, and Z.
I mean, I would say people are kind of hard to lead.
People are tough,
whether they're full grown or not. So, but the team dynamic for sure in a classroom. And, but I do, I mean, another little tidbit from a classroom, I would always give new teachers the advice that the best way to make sure that your class would listen to you is to believe that they're going to listen to you. And if you believe that they're going to listen to you, then 99% of them will. And then you can deal with that other kid. And I think that that's true when you walk into a networking event. Like, I heard somebody say it recently. Every time I show up to a space, I assume the people in there want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
And I think it's the exact same thing. If you go in assuming that people need to hear what you have to say, and if, as a business owner, if you have a solution, well, then they do.
Yeah.
And you owe it to the world to go tell them that solution.
So you assume the dots are going to connect, like in this amazing quote?
I really do that. I mean, I really believe that. Like I said before, I don't know that Steve Jobs and I agree on why I think the dots connect. I think he and I might say why that happens for a different reason, but I 100% believe that there's a greater plan and that there's things that I'm supposed to be doing. And I've seen it played out so many times when we were first doing copywriting.
Yeah.
And I was still working at the nonprofit. I would learn something at the nonprofit and then our next client would need that. Or I would be doing something with a client and figuring out something new and then the nonprofit would need it. And so that is just one very clear example in my life where obviously there was a reason that I was supposed to be doing both of those things. I don't want to get lost in the weeds, but I have so many examples where I look back and I'm like, oh, that's why that happened. And so I try to hold things loosely and not get myself too worked up when it doesn't go the exact way that I thought it was going to go, because the way it went will probably end up being better, even if I don't know why right now in this moment.
Powerful. I love it. That is fantastic. Okay. So, 2025, do you have any goals or any special things you want to share for us looking forward?
Oh gosh, I got a lot of things going on right now. I don't know how many of them really to say out loud, but it's big. Changes are coming. I told you we're kind of shifting more into communication. Yeah. I'm rebranding myself as more of a communication and branding coach than a copywriter, even though I keep saying it, so I need to stop, but I need to do better. What else is new? So I am going to try to get opportunities like this more often and talk to more people and get out there a little more.
What can we do as, you know, people look into Lindsay for advice on how to communicate better? What's our number one?
Like, what do you do if you want to reach out?
We're on a team and we are trying to get people to take action. Like, you know, I want to copyright some people or whatever.
I want to better communicate.
I want to better communicate. you know, whatever it is, what are some of those? Can you give me a few of the magic?
All right. I would say, what are you communicating to them at all? Like, where do you want them to go?
What's the starting point?
Yeah. Well, where are you heading? So not so much the starting point, but where are you going?
Okay.
And have you actually made that really clear to them that that's where you guys are all going? Yeah. And I think, a really good question is to ask your team that. Say, hey, what is the biggest thing that we're all working on right now? And just see what they say. Because if they all say the same thing, then that's awesome. Especially if they all say the same thing and that's what you would want them to say, then that's amazing. Yeah. But chances are they're going to all say something different or, you know, variations of it. And that'll let you know, well, you know, if you thought you guys were heading here, and they thought you were heading over here, then obviously you're not going to be happy with what they're doing, but they're going to think they're doing the right thing. So if everyone's heading where they thought they were supposed to be heading.
Right.
So that's the first thing, is make sure you all know where's the destination.
Yeah.
And then I think the next thing would be, well, where are we?
Yep.
Because if we're all going over here, well, do we know where we are starting? And then, you know, what are the steps between here and there?
You're going to be amazing at this new rebrand. It's such a natural fit to y'all's services. This is fantastic.
I do love it. I love ideas. I get so excited. I have to tell myself all the time, don't do that. Don't try to start another business, Lindsay, because I will hear people talk about their idea. And I'm like, oh, I want to do that. And because it sounds so fun. And then I spend time with them mapping out, you know, how to do that or whatever. But I'm like, but I want, because I get really invested in people's missions. And I'm like, I want them to come to life, because I think the world needs creative solutions. We got a lot of problems. So let's just apply the creative solution to it. Yeah. And, so when I get excited about a solution, I want to help that solution come to life. But I realize that my role in doing that is here by helping them communicate and not by going and joining their business. I mean, like sometimes I'm like, hey, I wonder if they'd hire me. Like, you know, and then I'm like, what are you doing,
everything.
Lindsay? Yeah, focus. So, yes, I enjoy it.
That speaks to how much you care about your clients. And I know that for a fact, you know, being on the client end, that you really do care about helping your customers get to where they want to go. You do an amazing job. So it is a privilege to work with you. And thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Any final message that you'd like to leave for our viewers? Where do we find you?
Let me stop there. So I would love to connect on LinkedIn. Yep. Reify Copywriting is on Facebook. You can follow us there. I would love to offer your audience something that I do for clients. Sometimes they send me their, or a potential client, they send me their website, and I just make a quick video of my first thoughts as I am looking at your website. And so if anybody wants to send me a message through LinkedIn and say, hey, I'd love that website critique, and then I'll send you a video back of my thoughts on how it looks.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be amazing. I'll tell you all the great things about it and maybe give you one or two pointers if there's anything that could be improved.
What an awesome thing to do for people. Thank you so much. Lindsay, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Hey, everyone. Many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.